Illumination. Learning is fun. Illumination. Learning is fun. Did you ever stop and think how true that is? Learning is fun. Learning is fun because that's the joy of living. Now, it's not that we're learning something new, that we're learning something we didn't already know. It's not that we're learning something that we would like to know. It's that we're revealing from within us all of the magic, all of the wonder, and all of the beingness that is there. Now, with this talk, I am including a video, and the video is about a dog. And a dog that loves to ride on a surfboard. It was sent to me by Irene Merkley, and it is a most joyous, beautiful expression. Now, dogs love to play, and dogs are really quite amazing beings. And this dog was so balanced, so harmonious with himself, that every time his master would slip out a board, a bodyboard on the beach, he would jump on it and he'd ride it into the waves and he'd ride it into the surf. And he did it gloriously and beautifully, and he rode it again and again and again. And pretty soon he had two other buddies just like himself who came out and jumped on the board with him, and the three of them floated along on top of the surface of the water, having a glorious time. Totally unexpected, not the normal thing for a dog to do, or for three dogs to do, but this dog and his companions were utterly amazing because they were illumined. They had an illumination that just gave them a sparkle for activity, a sparkle for playing, which they love to do. And dogs can be trained into this because it's their natural beingness. They have natural balance. They have natural proclivity for this. Well, one of the activities that this dog got active in was riding on a skateboard. And he would take that skateboard down rugged pathways, down parking lots, and even in a skating arena. And he did beautifully. He came up one side, jumped off, turned around, got back on, slid down the other side, and just really did magical things. Now, how could a dog learn to do those things? Well, it's training. He had within him the ability to do it. And his master had within him the ability to bring it out and bring it forth into his life. Now, he was thrilled and delighted and happy to do that. He thought that was just the greatest thing in the world to participate in. And as he felt it was the greatest thing in the world to participate in, he did participate in it. He did delight in it. He did think that it was just wonderful. And so, as he thought it was wonderful, as he thought it was something exciting and magnificent to do, he did it. And as he did it, he entered into the simplicity of it. He entered into the magic of it. He entered into the allness of it, because he found that it was exactly what made him the happiest guy in the world, the happiest guy in the universe. And because it made him the happiest guy in the universe, he was able to do it beautifully, wonderfully, totally, completely. This is what you and I can do also. We can do this beautifully, wonderfully, notably, and perfectly. And as we do this, we find that the world is really quite spectacular. The world is really quite wonderful. The world is really quite an amazing experience to have in our life. We all have within us all knowledge, all wisdom, all experience, all the ability that anyone in the world could ever know. We have it right now. And just as this dog was trained to bring out from within himself his natural balance, his natural talent, his natural ability to ride on surfboards and to ride on skateboards and to do all these wonderful things. We go to Cesar Millan, the dog whisperer, and we find that dogs do wonderful things. Dogs do beautiful things that just set the world on fire and set the magic of all into perfect beingness. And it's exciting. It truly is exciting. As you and I decide that we're going to set the world on fire, that we're going to do magical things that we never dreamed possible before, but we could conceive it as being done, we could conceive it as a reality, and so as we could conceive it as being a reality, we brought it forth in our being, in our life, in our world, and we did it. Now, if the dog's master believed that the dog could ride on a board, because the dog saw the master saw the dog jump on the board and slide along on the beach, it inspired the master to say, "All right, let's try this. All right, let's try that. This is fun, fun, fun." And of course, the more fun he made it, the more fun the dog had doing it, and the more the dog did the various things that were fun. Now, you and I can do the things that are fun, if we choose. We can do the things that are wonderful and good, if we choose. We can do the things that make life very exciting, if we choose. If we choose, we can reach out to the stars. We can reach out to the magic that is yet to be realized by any human being, which is yet to be realized on any planet that we know of. We have the ability to reach out. Now, to reach out, and to reach out for that which is unseen, which is untried, untrue, to reach out for that which has never been done, that takes a great step of faith. That takes a great step of magic. That takes a great step of belief. Well, the trainer of this dog had that great step of belief. You and I have that great step of belief in us every moment of our life. Because every moment of our life, we are thinking beautiful, wonderful, fantastic things about ourselves and our world. And we are thinking that it is something that we would really like to express more completely and more fully. It is what the illumination in us springs forth from our being and delights us in saying, "Go for it, go for it, go for it. Find out how it can be done and know that learning is fun." And the dogs, they all feel that learning is fun. The children, they all feel that learning is fun. You and I, we feel that learning is fun. And the moment we stop feeling that learning is fun, we die. The moment we stop feeling that learning is something that's delightful and uplifting and wonderful, we cease to be alive any longer. We can live wonderfully now. We can have these experiences now. We can do it now and be it now and love it now and know it now if we wish. But if we want it, it means that we put the cause in motion to have it be our experience. How can a dog ride on a surfboard? How can a dog ride on a skateboard? How can a dog jump up into the air and twist and turn and grab a toy that is being thrown up there? It's just a matter of bringing out the talent, the training, the genius that lay within them. You and I may bring out the talent, the training, the genius that is within us, if we choose. And the only way we bring it out is by applying ourselves to it. And as we apply ourselves to it, we find that it is really something that works very nicely, very powerfully, very beautifully, and very sincerely all the time. Now, know that that is you, and that is you now, and that is you forevermore. You and I are revealing the dream that's within us. We're revealing the magic that's within us. We're revealing the allness that's within us, because that's the truth of our nature. That's who we are. Have a wonderful day, and know that you've just begun to live.